This New Year's Eve, Paris will be on high alert in the wake of the terror attacks which rocked the city throughout this year. First, there were the shootings at the office of the satirical weekly newspaper Charlie Hebdo last January, which left 12 people dead. Several related attacks followed in the region and another 5 were killed. Then in November, the French capital suffered anguish again with a series of attacks which claimed more than 140 lives. So after a tumultuous 2015, what's been the impact on the City of Lights? Dr. Daniel Worker is Switzerland's former ambassador to Australia, who was caught up in the attacks in the French capital in November. Welcome to the show.
Good evening.
Dr. Worker, has everyday life in Paris returned to normal?
Very much so on the surface. Obviously, you have an added presence of armed forces, military, in the streets, in train stations, etc. But the mood is back to normal, except there is an underlying feeling of insecurity, no question about that.
You experienced the terror attacks in the city from up close. Tell us how your night unfolded on the evening of November the 13th.
Well, we went out, my wife and myself, went to a theatre, which was just this side of Place de la République, which was really ground zero for the terror night, as it turned out later on. After the performance had finished, the main actress came out on the proscenium arch again and said in her everyday voice, "Listen, we just got reports that there were shootings outside. You better go home right away and you don't gather around the theater." So we went out. Everybody started to watch the mobile phone, what happened.
That must have been a very scary moment.
It was a scary, it was especially a very unreal moment. You don't go out in Paris or indeed anywhere else and expect to come out. The excitement is supposed to be inside, not outside. So we really didn't know what to do. And we were caught in two waves of panic. The second one was really scary. We were not close to any shooting, but we were certainly taken up in a wave of panic when a woman just grabbed my arm and said, "Run, run, run. They shoot from cars to everybody." Oh. And we just ran.
Could you hear the shooting as you ran?
At one time, we thought we heard the shooting. I'm not sure. My wife says, "Yes, these were shots." So at the time it happened, "Oh, these are shots." I said, "No, these are not shots." But then the big panic happened and we were just carried away by the crowd. You can't do anything else than just run. Turned out later on that we actually ran in the wrong direction, but we didn't know that at the time.
No, of course not. You say that you found some of the comments from your acquaintances in the aftermath of the attacks quite concerning. What have they been saying?
Well, that, as I said, there is this underlying feeling that we are impeded in our liberty to move, to go out, etc. They were saying things like, "Oh, we can't even go out eating. The next time they will shoot at us when we go to church." But this was pretty much the first impact. That kind of comment has become a little bit more rare.
Paris remains, though, under a special state of emergency due to legislation which hasn't been invoked until now since World War II. Do you think extending this state of emergency has been justified?
That, of course, that internal state of emergency was the complementary measure to the war against Daesh outside. Both measures are extreme measures and have to be of a limited time, especially the internal. You cannot stay indefinitely on a high alert internally in the country. At this time, and to have prolonged it for so long, is probably in the first line a political measure. The government wants to avoid being called weak and being, called not prepared for eventual other attacks.
What positive things have emerged from Paris since the attacks last month, though?
A couple. I would sum up and say, I think a lot of people have realized that freedom doesn't come free. This sounds a little big, but we take our personal freedom so much for granted in our type of democracies. All of a sudden, you were reminded that this is not necessarily so. Your life can be threatened anywhere at any time. And so the positive thing, I think, that came out was to be aware that each and every one of us is sometimes challenged to do a little bit more.
Well, as we've been saying, it's been a very difficult year for Paris and for France, starting with the attacks on the Charlie Hebdo offices and then with the recent attacks. What will come in 2016, do you think? How is France entering 2016?
Good question. Who knows? There is, of course, the possibility of new attacks. Will they be in Paris again? Will they be in another European capital? There is clearly heightened awareness of what can happen. We all hope very much that the contacts and the automatic exchange of information between secret services, all type of police bodies, are now better than they were before. There was clearly not enough of this. The further impact, there's an impact on politics, there's an impact on economics, but it could abate again. Former terror waves did abate after a while. It will, of course, very much also depend what happens in the field in Iraq and in Syria with regard to Daesh. The Paris attacks, after all, even though executed by largely national, by French, by European nationals, French and Belgians, were, of course, or could not have taken place without the backup from a territorial entity such as that so-called Islamic State.
And, of course, it's not just France, but the whole of Europe, which has come under pressure this year with the asylum
That's
seeker
correct.
Crisis, people fleeing the war in Syria. Was 2015 a watershed year for France and for Europe? Will we look back on 2015 as the year everything changed?
I don't think so, frankly. We've seen, was 9/11 a watershed year? Yes, to a certain extent it was. The Paris terror night is not comparable in size and impact. The one thing that is going to be very, very difficult is, of course, the political fallout. Will we see more gains in votes by extremists, by nationalist right-wing parties, or will we see a going back to more or less normal? I tend to think the latter will be the case, because the one and only elections that have taken place in France since the terror attacks went rather in a sense that would indicate that the far right parties will not come anywhere close to power, at least not in the core countries of the European Union.
Dr. Daniel Volker, we'll have to leave it there. Thank you very much for joining us.
You're welcome. Been a pleasure.
Dr. Daniel Volker is Switzerland's former ambassador to Australia.